And opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Here the 15th of March, 2022, a Tuesday, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And let me see. Phone lines here are 605-4567 and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hop into our chat room that way. Jared's here. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Sudo.
Jared.
Oh, Jared. Got it. So, what national day is it today?
I don't know. I haven't looked that up.
Oh, you've been sitting in there playing games on your what?
Looking at
but
the weather.
What's the weather look like? That's even more important.
Let's see. It's currently 54 degrees. Looks like rain today, partly cloudy tonight with a high of 67, a low of 42. Wednesday, sunny, the high of 74, low of 47. On Thursday, high of 72, a low of 44, partly sunny.
It's raining today.
Yep.
It's raining. Is it going to rain Saturday?
It says rain likely on Friday night and then rain on Saturday.
Well, I could have told you a year ago it was going to rain on Saturday. I could have told you a year ago. And it's not just going to it's not just going to rain. It's going to rain. You know how I can tell you that?
Because you're going turkey hunting.
I'm going turkey hunting and taking a kid out there and his father. And we're going to sit in a blind. This may be one of those days that, we may just sit in the blind. I don't care if there's turkeys in there or not. But no, we're going to get out. And if we don't harvest a turkey right away, we're going to go out and wander through the woods in the rain. In the hills, past Shingletown. I knew it was going to rain. Just knew it. Okay. Continue. Oh, is that it?
Well, I mean, partly sunny throughout the week, possible rain this weekend.
Okay. Hey, weather reports are brought to you by the Kinney family. Now, I say the Kinney family, but it's Shasta Gas Propane. They started this over a couple of decades ago, and they have just built this business into a wonderful business in Anderson. All the propane comes out of one tank, my friends, and so the difference is customer service. And Shasta Gas Propane has wonderful customer service. They work with their customers. They make sure their customers are taken care of. They've got all types of ways of being able to tell with at no cost to the customer a sensor in your tank. If this tank starts to get low, they just come out there and fill it up for you. They treat their customers as warm friends because they are. They give discounts for veterans and seniors. It's a veteran-owned business. 365-3793. Okay. Do we have something like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da? You got one of those? It's an acknowledgement. It's like a fanfare. You don't?
I could look it up.
You could look it up. Okay. Well, you look it up while I'm talking, and then we'll play it right at the end of it. It would be like trumpets blowing. Like, it'll say trumpet fanfare on YouTube or something. Because I'm getting ready to make a huge announcement here. This is huge. Today, March 15th, is the 70th anniversary, wedding anniversary, of Commander James Gibson and his beautiful wife, Mary Lou. Today. As you know, Commander Gibson has been my hero for years. I've lived here in Reading for going on 15 years. He's been my hero for going on 15 years. This man is, of course, he was in the Navy Submarine Service. He was a ship commander. Mary Lou is such a wonderful person. Such a wonderful person. And I will always remember when we had this huge procession for a young man that had been killed in Iraq, I mean, the Patriot Guard riders were lined out, but there were 100 cars in this. And we made that turn heading toward, you know, coming off of 5, heading up for Bernie. And there was Commander Gibson in uniform and Mary Lou holding that American flag right there as you're turning off the freeway. And it was absolutely awe-inspiring. Now, here's a man that's getting up in age, and he still is out there at the IGO when they inter our fallen veterans who have passed away. He's there. He has done so much for our community. But they, as a couple, have done so much for our community. And I tell you what, she is a saint. I can't say enough about Commander Jim Gibson and Mary Lou, his beautiful wife. It should be, you know, Jim and Mary Lou Gibson. He's a commander. And it needs to be acknowledged, and I wanted to acknowledge it today. Did you find anything? Okay, that's all right. You did?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, happy 70th anniversary to the Gibsons. There. That just kind of made my day. Started my whole day off good. Because the rest of the news just hasn't been that wonderful. You want to start close and work our way out. City Council's meeting tonight, and they may end the local emergency declaration. Well, let's hope so. I see everybody walking around. Do you see anybody with masks on? I still see people with masks on.
Not many, though.
Not many. I mean, you know what? It used to be you'd see people with masks on, and it was kind of an anomaly. Then everybody started, you know, then the stores, you know, got, you know, you have to wear a mask. Okay. So I always carried my throw-down mask. You know, if I walk into a store and they say anything, I've got my mask. And then we went through the masking. And then we, as COVID has become endemic, one of the few things that Governor Newsom has ever said that I thought, well, finally, that's going to be here. So now when I see masks, it's just like it was 2 years ago, right at the beginning, not everybody's wearing a mask. In fact, when I see people wearing masks, it's enough now that when I see them wearing a mask, I'll look. You know, before it was just kind of like, mask. And I don't stare at them. And people, I don't care how you feel about if you should mask or not. Don't go to somebody wearing a mask and give them a bad time. It could be for any reason. Don't do that. I've had two of my friends that are women. Been accosted several times back during when this thing was at its height. Because they were wearing masks. Don't do that. If somebody wants to wear a mask, it's their right. Excuse me, you're here for liberty. Oh, it's for liberty. You can't force us to wear a mask. Well, you can't get after somebody who wants to wear a mask. Okay. That's just my preaching for this morning. The Board of Supervisors going to vote in a closed meeting today if they are going to do an evaluation of Dr. Karen Ramstrom's performance of duty. Well, she was the county chief medical officer. I'd love to be a fly on the wall for that one. You've got a new makeup of the board. Did Karen Ramston do enough, or did she do too much? The one thing that they, you know, one of the things they did, of course, was they were going to require every medical personnel, all medical personnel, to be vaccinated, and 2 days later backed off on that. Said, you know what, that's up to the medical facilities and the people. They can make the rules, which is right. Anyway, that's going to happen today. It'll be interesting to see at the end of the board, or if they even make a decision on what they're going to do. Let's take a quick break. I've just got tickets, and I'm giving them away just as fast as I can for April 2nd and 3rd for the Sportsman's Expo. It is right here at the Civic Auditorium. I've got tickets for either the 2nd or 3rd. I'm going to give away 2 tickets. Unless you tell Jared, hey, I want to take 2 more people. Then you can have 4 tickets. How's that? So let's see who's up this morning on Tuesday, the 15th of March at 7:15 in the morning. Let's see who's up and give me a call. You can get two tickets, or if you need four tickets, you can get four tickets. 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has been there in the business for 15 years. They just had their grand opening down in Anderson at the 2727 Ventura Street for the their latest branch just opening up. It's community oriented, community run. It's got a local president. It's got a local board of directors. Four branches, the one down in Anderson, the main branch, of course, in the Cobblestone Shopping Center there, 1845 California Street, which is where I go. I just drop down there. It's very friendly, very open, and, of course, one in Red Bluff for our Red Bluff friends at 500 Riverside Way. And, by the way, the Red Bluff Roundup is quickly approaching us. Cornerstone Community Bank, been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We'll be right back.
Put your hand on your head, put your foot in the air, then you hop around the room, in your underwear. There ain't never been nothing quite like this. Come on, baby, it's the Wilbur's Twist.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, offers free financial counseling services to North State residents. Support provided by North State Relief, and they offer free HUD-certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance and student loans. North State Relief also offers financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from a pro at www.balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta Spring Water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Did we give away those tickets? We did.
We did, to Nancy.
Nancy. Thanks a lot, Nancy. Today is Tuesday the 15th, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. You know, you never can have enough jewelry or guns. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They've been with us since the day we opened. And we can't say enough about Four Winds Jewelry. This is where I go down when I buy those little things that make Linda happy. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. If you've got a watch that needs repairing, they've got the only watch repairman in the northern state. Batteries, specially designed, you know, you can design your own jewelry there. They've got state jewelry, Native American. They've got it all at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. There was a meme yesterday that came up by Philip. And it says, I'm trying to read this thing. They're asking Elon Musk to remotely turn off all the Russian Teslas. Can he do that? Did you see that yesterday? Oh, you didn't see yesterday.
No, I wasn't here yesterday, but okay. I did read that somewhere.
Can he turn off Teslas from someplace?
Probably.
Can they send a signal and turn off Teslas?
I don't see how that affects Putin, though.
Well, no, but that's not the point.
I think probably. I mean, they update things constantly.
Yeah. Well, here's the point. If you can turn off Teslas in Russia, you can turn off Teslas in the United States. Yeah, think about that. So we were pushing these electric cars, and Elon Musk, who is one of the richest men in the world, if not the richest man in the world, by the way, he challenged Putin to a mano fist fight or something to settle the Ukraine issue. I'm not sure where Elon Musk is a combatant. I'm not sure if he's trained. You know, the one thing about Putin is he is a world-class judo participant. And they stripped him of all of that because it's part of the sanctions. But Elon Musk. Now, Dolly Parton. You know who Dolly Parton is, right? Does anybody not know who Dolly Parton is? Was nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And you know what this lady did? She shows you what humility is. And here's a woman that gives a million books to kids all over the world, put $1 million of her own money into the vaccine research. She said to them, "You're so gracious, but I'm not a rock and roll singer. And I shouldn't even, you know, I should not be considered. So thank you so much for considering me. But I would not participate in this." I mean, she said it a lot better than I just said it. But isn't that cool? I mean, that to me, here's a woman who owns so much and has helped so many people. When the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame wants to induct her, she says no. She says, "I don't rate that. There's rock and roll players that should be in there. Bands and people should be in there that have never been nominated. Don't nominate me." Let's talk about we know Ukrainian women in town and in a couple other places. And I mentioned yesterday we're going to have a Ukrainian lady on the show. And she has, after great thought and talking to our, talking to the guy that's setting us up, she's not going to appear. None of them are going to appear in the show. Why? because they still have family in Russia. And they are afraid to say anything that won't come back and hurt their families in Russia or in the Ukraine still. And you say to yourself, well, KCNR, well, we are world famous and we do stream around the world. I mean, you know, what's the chances of that happening? And if you think about it, and if you think about the way we scoop up information in the United States, you know, Russians must do the same, if not better. Would there be something, you know, their computers are always sniffing. If they see something that says Ukraine and it says, you know, it doesn't make any difference where it's coming from. Ukraine, guest speaking about Ukraine and all this, would they somehow suck that up into their computers, which then would spit it out at some time? But this is, you know, the chances of that, yeah, okay. But this is where those people are. This is what happens when you live in a totalitarian country like Russia. You are afraid to say anything because your family could disappear after that. Yeah, your family could disappear. One of the people that we've had on the show before is a musician. That's all I'm going to say about it. Doesn't live in Russia, but still has family in Russia. She would not address anything. Not anything. She didn't even want to be on because she's from Russia, and she wasn't going to say why she was living in this other country because she was afraid. And this was several years ago. And you think about that. Think about the fear that you must have that you can't say something about your, you know, about the what's happening in your country with a war going on in there because you are so concerned about your family being taken. Like the producer of that big show, of the big news show, that walked up during the show, and I saw that. I saw the what she said, and she had this big sign, walked in behind the two guys or the guy that was reading the news, and it said, no war. And she's gone. They don't know where she's at right now. I mean, the guts it took for that woman to do that. This was on national Russian TV. And it's all national Russian TV. They don't get it anywhere else. And she held that big sign up. Whoa. The bravery it took to do that. She knew what was going to happen. So, re-education. Here's the thing about the Ukraine. I don't have time to talk about it, but this is something just kind of put in your mind. We'll talk about it tomorrow. The end game in Ukraine. Does NATO and Biden have to provide some kind of off-ramp for Putin? He went in there with his forces thinking by the time NATO and everybody else got organized to this, he'd be in, he'd have Zelensky out, and they would have installed a puppet government. No, that hasn't happened. And so here he is. I mean, he's put more and more combat power in there, and now they're hiring mercenaries out of Syria to come in and fight. This is going to take it to a certain point. If Putin fails here and fails big, and there's always that possibility, what's going to happen to him and all of his cronies? How far will he go is the concern to take the Ukraine. You know, will he destroy? Will he just make it an all-out, I'm going to destroy Kyiv with artillery, planes, rockets? And would he use weapons of mass destruction? So what's the off-ramp? What can NATO and Biden offer to get him back so there's some kind of saving of face and he pulls out of Ukraine, maybe pays reparations. I doubt that ever happened. But then moves out. Because we're moving to that one point. Something's got to happen. And you're saying, well, the Russian people can rise up and take their country back again, but that's not going to happen. But one of the things that's been revealed is the Russian army is a paper tiger. The whole plan was bad, and now they are caught in a maelstrom. So it'll be interesting in the next day or two to see what happens. But is the danger of weapons of mass destruction, is that a huge danger right now? Would he use a tactical nuke? What happens if he does? at what, okay, if he uses a weapon of mass destruction, what does that force the rest of the world to do? Are we on the verge of World War III in Ukraine? Would it spread? I don't think Russia's got the military power to do that, but they do have weapons of mass destruction. Okay, with that in your mind, let's move on to quick and clean car wash. You know, I realize it's raining today, but your car's going to get muddy. Your car's going to get dirty. So what do you do when the sun starts shining again next week? Head on over to Quick and Clean Car Wash. That's right. It's the best place to get your car washed. Really pleasant people there. If you buy five car wash coupons, you get one free. You buy 10, you get 3 free. And it's all different levels of wash. It's not just one price. Brushless, the soap and the wax they use for that, for your car or truck makes it look like it's almost brand new. In fact, it's so shiny that I have to put sunglasses on before I get there. And then they have a couple very, nice people that wipe off your vehicle with clean towels afterwards and smile at you and send you on your way. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market and Eureka Street next to Dutch Bros. We'll be right back with CareNet.
Who do you trust to handle your taxes? Parallel Tax at 1147 Hilltop Drive understands how important trust is when it comes to filing your taxes. The professionals at Parallel Tax not only keep your private information private, they provide a wide range of tax-related services for both individuals and businesses, including preparing, calculating, and filing tax returns. Parallel Tax, 1147 Hilltop Drive. Make an appointment today by calling 530-221-3343. That's 530-221-3343. Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
Anywhere you want it, the way you need it, anywhere you want it, anywhere.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're here 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. Today, the 15th of March, 7:35 in the morning, 51 degrees, cloudy, and it was raining last night. It was great. I thought one of our sprinkler systems, which we have turned off, was on. The pitter-patter of water. It was either that or I'm thinking we've got a water leak someplace. It was good to see. It was just rain, which we need. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani opened his business like about 12 years ago, and since the day he opened, we've been talking about John Bastiani and Bastiani Arms. He's our firearms dealer of choice, whether it's a long gun, a pistol, any of the accessories, ammo. He has it all right there. Great gunsmith, and best of all, customer service is just outstanding. He has fair prices. He's been competing against the big boys for 12 years, and he's still there. Veterans, you get discounts at Bastiani Arms. You can call them at 222-8222. Stop by 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bastiani Arms. I'm here with Brendan Ojula. Yeah, I know. You told me twice. Ojula. And he's from CareNet. Tell people what CareNet is.
Yeah, thanks for having us on, Carl. It's good to be here.
CareNet, community radio at its best.
CareNet is a faith-based pregnancy center located in Reading, and we've been here since 1985. And what's unique about us is we're the only pregnancy center within about 60 miles of Reading that offers free verified pregnancy tests and free ultrasounds.
Okay. And what else? CareNet does more than that, though.
We do. We also have a program called Learning for Life, which you can come in and take these classes. You can also take them at home. And by taking these classes, you earn points that you can then redeem in our boutique, located also at CareNet. Our boutique is filled with car seats, strollers, clothing, basically anything you would need as a pregnant mother. So it's a really awesome program if you don't have those resources available and you'd like to just put a little work in. So you're learning and then also receiving some goods. It's amazing. We also have client advocates that will meet with you regularly following a pregnancy test if you go that route, just to talk you through the journey of being pregnant and what lies ahead for you and your family.
Now, you also have classes for mommy and daddies, or prospective mom and dads. Or
yes.
You used to. Do you still have those?
Yes, we still do. Okay. We have everything, Carl. We have finance classes. We have, like you said, classes on being a prospective mom and dad, planning for your new family. There's so much to learn, and it's a confusing time unless you've experienced it for some reason. So we have a lot. We have a lot to offer.
Okay. So say an expectant family comes in to you.
Yes.
How do they sign up? Do they walk in? Do they call you? How's it work?
It's a great question. You can do one of a few things. You could either go on our website, and so it's carenetwriting.org. And we have anonymous scheduling, so you can just go on and schedule your appointment, whether that's you sort of have to decide what route you're going. Like, do you need a verified pregnancy test first? Mm-hmm. And the reason that's important is you'll need a verified pregnancy test to get an appointment with your OB in California.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just have your own private over-the-counter pregnancy test. It won't qualify. So if that's the route you need to go to first find out if you're pregnant, you can schedule online, you can call us, or you could just walk in to our clinic and schedule one in person. If you don't need to go that route and you're just looking for classes and courses and resources, you can do the same thing. You can just pop into our office on Athens, or you could go online at carenetwriting.org and schedule an appointment.
This is obviously your organization is there to encourage people.
Yes.
To have their babies and to give them as much help as possible.
Yes.
And you do this through, this is not an inexpensive plan. So CareNet raises money different ways.
Correct.
Is that? And we're here to talk about one of them.
Correct. Exactly. Yes, we're a nonprofit. We don't take any government funding whatsoever.
And I'm glad you said that, because that was one of the questions in there. And it says nothing is free. How is it financed? That's why I brought that up.
Yes, it's a great
important
question.
That people know that.
Correct. Yeah, so like I said, we're a nonprofit. We don't receive any government funding whatsoever. So we're funded just by donors. And obviously that requires fundraising on our part. And what we have up ahead is what I'm in here to talk about. We have a gala called our Spring Gala coming up on April 2nd. And it's at the Stirring Catalyst Center in Reading. And it's from 6 to 8 p.m. in the evening. And this is our largest fundraiser that we have on the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And what's important about it is it's a bit of a celebration where we reflect on the past year, what we did, what happened, and then we cast vision for the future. What lies ahead? What are we up to? What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you believe in us and you're supportive of us or you're interested in us, it's a good place to come to learn and to celebrate what CareNight is and what we're doing.
Okay. And that's going to be April 2nd.
That's on April
and
2nd.
Do you have to buy tickets beforehand? Or how does that work?
You do, yeah. So we have tickets available. We're expecting about 250 people. Tickets are $75 if you want to purchase a single ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you'll get with that is you'll get hors d'oeuvres, dinner. You're going to get to hear from an amazing speaker, Victoria Robinson. She's based in Nashville. She was a director of a pregnancy center. She was on the board of Save the Storks. We'll get into that later.
Sure.
She's based out of Nashville. She's done a lot. She's a podcaster, an author. She was a host of HGTV's My House is Your House at one point. She's going to be a phenomenal speaker that you want to listen to. And she's got her own stories surrounding pregnancy and unplanned pregnancy. So we'll have that. We're going to have a silent auction. And then it's just fun. You're going to probably see some old friends or new friends or meet people. It's just a great event.
Tell me about you. How'd you get into this?
Yeah, so
are you the director, or
no,
are you just one of the people?
I'm a nobody.
That's not true.
I'm the development director.
Okay.
Which means I'm essentially, I work in the fundraising department.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in charge of events, and I wear a lot of hats, but that's primarily my responsibility. I'm putting a lot of work in on this gala. I'm from the Northeast, actually. I'm not from Reading. I moved here about a year ago. Me and my wife, relocated out here for her job, actually. And I needed a job while I was here.
Mm-hmm.
And I met the director through a mutual friend, essentially. And I hadn't heard of CareNight. And I actually hadn't heard of this industry. But I enjoy fundraising, and I enjoy the mission of this organization. And it was a little bit out of left field, but I'm so happy I found it because my eyes have been open to the industry, and it's been awesome to be a part of it. And I just want to make them better and do whatever I can mm-hmm. to play a role in enhancing this organization.
So what part of the Northeast? When you say Northeast, I think of New England, but maybe that's not it.
Yeah, no. So I'm from New Hampshire.
Oh.
Yeah. But
is it Live Free or Die?
Live Free or Die. Yeah. It's like around here. It feels a little bit like here. But then I lived in Boston for 3 years prior to moving here. So I've been around the Northeast.
Yeah. New Hampshire. Before we take a break, I'm just going to ask you things. I had an opportunity to go up and see the Northeast.
Okay.
Maine, New Hampshire,
yeah.
Vermont, and all that in the last few years. I realize you had a job out here. Your wife had a job out
yeah.
here. Well, what was the best thing about living in New Hampshire?
Best thing about living in New Hampshire, I think, is the nature and the privacy. There are so many trees. There are hardly – the biggest city would be Reading in New Hampshire. It would be Reading, yes. It's so rural. So if you like to ski and hike and just have land,
yeah.
it's your spot. If you like
the largest city in New Hampshire would be Reading?
Yeah. Reading would be right up there.
With your capital?
No, the capital, sadly, is much less than the largest city, which is Manchester. It's right around 100,000 people.
So it's Montpelier, right?
That's the capital of Vermont.
Vermont, okay.
Which is also a small town.
Another one. Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if you like your land and
your guns. So what's your capital in? Is it
Concord.
Concord, that's right.
Which we don't say properly. We say Concord up there.
Yeah.
It's spelled like Concord.
Oh, but
so it's just the way it is. I don't know.
Okay. Why. Well, and so you ended up in Reading,
yeah,
which is probably similar in many ways to what you're used to.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Totally. Totally.
We're with Brendan Ogila.
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 I like that better, though. Let's go with
and,
that.
Ogila. Ogila. I'll just write it down again. Who is a development director at CareNet. And we're going to take a quick break and come back. We're going to talk about, again, CareNet, what it is, what it does for our community, and about and they don't take government funding. So, which is, makes a lot of people happy right there. So, and we want to find ways that people can help those young couples that want to keep, or individuals that want to keep their babies.
That's
right. There. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, started right here on a kitchen table about 13 years ago by Ted Leidy, and has grown, like I said, into the largest firearms instruction company in California, and it's getting even bigger as he has just taken on teaching in the Bass Pro Shops, Sportsman's, any of those, Cabela's. Also throughout the state, any type of concealed carry training, not just your basic, of course, where you get your CCW license, but then your advanced pistol, two different classes on that, tactical rifle, shotgun, precision rifle, you name it. It's taught at Northern Firearms Instruction, whether you can either have a private class or be in regular classes. It's up to you. For more information, go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. 7:46 in the morning, 51 degrees out there, and it looks like we could get some more rain. We'll be right back.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world,
We strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 51 degrees out there, and it's 7:51 in the morning here on the 15th of March, 2022. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, is bringing us this segment. If you've been not getting treatment because of a denial for a work injury, maybe you ought to give Patrick Gorman a call for a free consultation. Work injuries could be life-changing. Insurance companies have banks of lawyers. And if you're not getting the treatment that you should, you need to get some help. And that's Patrick Gorman, former 101st Airborne Assault guy, a former policeman, and now an attorney. He's like a pit bull. He will defend you. You need somebody that's going to fight for you. That's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call at 530-262-2168. That's 262-2168. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. I'm here with, okay, here we go again, Brendan Ojala.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that,
that's really good.
No, was it?
That's great.
Sure. Okay.
9 out of 10.
And he's the development director over at CareNet. And CareNet is a faith-based pregnancy center.
Correct.
For people that want to keep their babies. And it can be just a mom, or it can be mom and dad. There, you welcome, of course, everybody.
Correct.
All incomes.
Yep.
You don't have to, you know, prove you make less than this or more than that.
Yep.
You're just welcome when you walk in.
That's right. Everyone's okay. Welcome.
Now, I went through, you know, we had CareNet on, it has to be at least 6-7 years ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And the lady who headed it up, and I think her name was, I say Shelley or Sherry, Shelley, I think.
Okay.
But she was always on the lookout for donations of diapers, clothing, all those things that babies need.
Yep.
So how do y'all handle that?
Yeah, good question. We get those items in abundance thanks to the Reading community. They've been amazing. What happens is people just show up at our door with their car loaded up with those goods, diapers, clothing, things that they have in excess. And we have a room that we sort it, and then we put it out on display for everyone, and then it just gets cycled through our system back to other people who need it.
Okay.
And it's amazing. You'd think we'd run out.
Well, a lot of people have baby clothes that, you know, the babies don't really get them dirty. I mean, they get them dirty, but, you know, right. You only wear them for a short period of time.
Right.
And maybe that's your last child you're having or whatever, and what a great place to donate to, because, you know, they can be used by maybe couples who are having some financial difficulties.
Exactly.
What do you find about? Do you do any, I shouldn't say background, but do you keep statistics there? Can you give us? You know, I'm sure which type of statistic is it, you know, certain age groups or, you know.
We find our main demographic is like 16 to 30, somewhere in that range. But it varies. There's outliers. That's just the sort of on the bell curve what we see. We do keep statistics. Like we had, we saw over 1,000 clients last year. We had thousands of classes taken that I mentioned.
Thousands of classes.
Thousands,
how many people do y'all help a year, would you say?
Well, like I said, about a, right around 1,000 or more.
1,000 or more.
Yeah, it seems when I run the, I've ran the statistics since like 2016 just for my job, and it just seems like we're somewhere around that 1,000 mark, give or take.
80 moms a month, around that.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
Okay.
And I think it's going to increase a lot.
Gosh. Yeah. And that's just, do they come just from the Redding area, Shasta County, or do they come up from Tehama County? Or how many other CareNet-like facilities are there around here?
Yeah, great question. So they come from all over, Bernie, Hayfork. They come to Redding because we are the hub. Like I said, we're the only pregnancy center, faith-based pregnancy center, that offers free verified pregnancy tests, free ultrasounds within 60 miles. The next closest would be Chico. And so if you live north of here, I think the next closest one may be Medford, actually, to the north.
Okay.
So it's a long ways. So they're coming from all over, making a long drive to see us, which is actually leads me to, you jarred my memory here, something I wanted to talk about, which is at the gala, one thing we're going to be focused on is a mobile ultrasound unit that we want to purchase. This is like our biggest goal for 2022. We've raised $65,000 out of $300,000. It's not cheap for this mobile ultrasound unit. And the reason it's important is geographically, we're unique around here where it is rural. And if we can purchase this, we can take this mobile ultrasound unit.
How much are they?
$300,000.
Of course.
So we can purchase it and take it to Bernie. We can take it to Hayfork and some of these other rural communities. And now they don't have to come to CareNet. We can essentially take CareNet to them.
Okay.
Which is going to be fantastic. So that's what we're trying to do this year.
See, that was, there was no ultrasound when I had babies, or my wife
really?
Had babies. Yeah. No.
Well, it's guessed?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think they had ultrasound. No, they wouldn't have back in the 70s.
Okay.
But, yeah, you know, it was a surprise. You know, everybody betting on it. Doctor saying, "Well, you know, she's carrying it like this." And when I was convinced for 6 months that Jennifer was going to be Matthew, so I don't know. For me personally, I don't know if I want to know.
You know, yeah, ignorance is bliss. You're just like,
well, it's the only thing you want is a healthy baby.
That's true.
And that's one of the things you all help with. Do you help with prenatal, you know, like vitamins and all that, or can you do that?
Can we give prenatal vitamins?
Yeah, and all those things.
We don't have prenatal vitamins, I believe, on hand. I don't recall anyone mentioning that, but I'm sure we can suggest.
I was just wondering because, I don't know if those are expensive or... I would imagine many of the people you have come in to see you are probably not rich people.
Totally. Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question on prenatal vitamins.
I've only got 2 minutes left, so let's talk about it one more time. There's going to be a spring gala. This is a major fundraiser for CareNet. Now, CareNet is there to help people who want to keep their babies.
I guess I want to clarify that. We don't necessarily – we're there for people who have an unplanned pregnancy and are just like, what do I do? Like, I'm pregnant. I've never – this hasn't happened before. We're not just there for them, but that is a client of ours that is like, I need guidance. I need to know what's available. I need help.
Okay.
And that's sort of where we meet people at sometimes.
Right.
So you don't necessarily have
to come
in.
And it's faith-based.
It's faith-based,
so
yes.
So you encourage people.
Yes. We have options counseling.
Okay.
I want to be very careful about where I go with that because we don't decide anything or push anything. We just are there for you to help you
to talk.
Yes,
for classes and all that.
Yeah,
yeah, it's yeah.
Yep.
It's a tightrope you're walking right now.
Yeah.
However, if you want to help, and as Brendan says, people bring in clothing, they bring in all types of things that babies need that they're having your spring gala.
Yep.
Tell us about it one more time.
Yes. So our spring gala, it's on April 2nd, and it's from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Stirring Catalyst Center in Reading. We're going to have a mobile ultrasound unit there available for tour beforehand, so get there early. Now, we're going to have, like I said, we're going to have our speaker, Victoria Robinson. She's going to be the keynote speaker. She's been in the industry. She's an author. She's a podcaster. She's been on TV shows. She's going to be fantastic. There's going to be a dinner. There's going to be hors d'oeuvres. There's three ways that you can purchase tickets. You can purchase a single ticket for $75. Go on our website, carenetreading.org. You can also sponsor a table. You can do a gold sponsor, which is $750, or you can do a platinum sponsor, which is $1,000. What you'll get with these packages, they're similar, is you'll get a table for eight, so you can bring seven guests with you that evening. So you all get dinner and the whole nine yards. And then you'll get a gift package, some advertising, things like that.
Great. Brendan, thank you so much. And thank you for what you do here, that it's a non-government funded. So it's important.
Yes.
And if you can't make it to the gala, you can still buy a ticket.
That's true.
Right?
You can.
Go to your website, and that is?
That is carenetreading.org.
There you go. Well, thanks a lot for being with us, and thanks for what you do to help our community.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for having us on, Carl.
You bet. Hey, we got a break for the news, and then Judy Maxwell joins us at the 8:05 hour.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Prime Minister says the aim of the visit is to express the EU's unequivocal support for Ukraine and its freedom and independence. He'll be joined by Slovenia's and Poland's prime ministers. Russian and Ukrainian negotiators are too holding a second day of talks as Russia's offensive in Ukraine enters its 21st day.
And from an airline pilot on his jetliner's PA system to a TV news editor in Moscow crashing a live broadcast, Russians are risking their livelihoods and possibly much more, speaking out against Putin's war in Ukraine. A suspect in deadly attacks on homeless men in New York City and Washington, D.C. is under arrest.
The arrest comes a day after D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and New York Mayor Eric Adams released new photos of a man suspected in attacks in both cities. A tweet from the D.C. Police Department says the suspect is currently being interviewed at our homicide branch.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin says he cannot support Sarah Bloom Raskin for a spot on the Fed's board. Manchin writes, her previous public statements have failed to satisfactorily address my concerns about the crucial importance of financing and all of the above energy policy. On Wall Street, stocks higher, the Dow's up 281 points, the NASDAQ ahead 219, the S&P is up 48 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm cute kid number one.
And I'm cute kid number two.
And we have been forced.
You mean hired?
We have been hired.
To tell you what direct lender FOMO is.
So let's say you buy a new home.
And maybe you use one of those big mortgage monsters.
Or someone your realtor or friend recommends.
And then a few months later, you hear us being forced.
Hired.
Hired.
To tell you about our mortgage team's direct lender advantage.
And then you feel like you missed out.
Because you probably did miss out.
And that is direct lender FOMO.
It's Ryan, and our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This often allows us to get you a better rate on that new home mortgage, saving you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1335. Rack Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Border crossings from the Mexican city of Nuevo Laredo into the U.S. have reopened now after being shut down briefly yesterday.
Gunfire and burning vehicles forced U.S. officials to close the U.S. consulate in Nuevo Laredo and suspend southbound traffic from Laredo, Texas into Mexico. The gunfire erupted late Sunday after the arrest of a leader of one faction of the Northeast Cartel. Suspected cartel members opened fire and hijacked and burned vehicles, apparently in retaliation for the arrest. There have been reports the U.S. consulate was hit by gunfire, but they have not been confirmed. I'm Mike Hempen.
Chinese authorities tightening antivirus controls at ports, raising the risk of trade disruptions after some auto and electronics factories shut down as the government fights coronavirus outbreaks across the country. News and analysis, townhall.com. An iconic American fast food chain is giving up on Russia, at least for now.
2 months after the Berlin Wall fell, another powerful symbol opened its doors in the middle of Moscow, a gleaming new McDonald's. It was the first American fast food restaurant to enter Russia. But now, McDonald's is temporarily closing all 850 of its restaurants in Russia in response to the Ukraine invasion. Some Russians say they won't miss McDonald's, adding the closure is an opportunity for a, quote, Russian food brand to enter the market. Jason Walker reporting.
The UN chief and the executive director of the World Food Program warn that Russia's war against Ukraine threatens the global food supply, putting some of the world's poorest countries at risk. Ukraine and Russia, major source of wheat for many developing countries. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on from Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 AM, those 5 days of the week. Today, the 15th of March, 2022, 8:05 in the morning. News always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center got the highest grades of any hospital in this area, by far. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Now, you might want to write that down. I know a lot of you got it on speed dial because we have Judy Maxwell with us this morning. And there's going to be, if you have questions about insurance and especially health insurance or, the Medicare plans, this woman knows everything about it. Already, they're calling. But you're going to have to wait a second and before we do that, because Jared's going to give us the weather, but he's on the line right now. So we'll catch the weather up at the break. And good morning, Judy.
Good morning. How are you doing?
The totally recognizable voice of Judy Maxwell. People say, I love that commercial you do.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, it is. It's, you know. Hi, it's Judy Matt. You know what?
That's me.
You know, it kind of reminds me of Glenn Campbell. You go, ha, Glenn Campbell. I mean, it was a distinctive voice also. Am I embarrassing you?
Well, no, I'm not embarrassed because I'll tell you what, many times I'm called Dolly Parton, so I'm just thinking.
Well, you know what? Just as I was saying that and you were talking, I was thinking, well, she sounds like Dolly Parton, too. You know, in fact, we talked about Dolly Parton this morning a little bit, you know, that they wanted her to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and she turned down that opportunity.
You know, I admire her so much. I really, really do.
There's the word humility.
It absolutely. It's unbelievable. Yeah, she is just, she is a great, great woman in many ways.
In many ways. And also, I need to say it again. I started off our show with this, but I've got to say it again, that today is the 70th wedding anniversary of Commander James Gibson and his beautiful wife, Mary Lou. Today, 70 years. And what a wonderful couple. And I tried to wax eloquently about how much they mean to our community and especially to veterans at the 7 o'clock where we started off. But I wanted also an 8 o'clock hour to recognize that in case you weren't listening right at 7. Okay, are you able to give the weather now?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said we're going to do it after the break.
Well, you know, I'm going to do it now because you're off the phone.
Okay. It's 54 degrees. Today, a chance of showers, and tonight partly cloudy with a high of 67 and a low of 42. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 74, a low of 47. Partly cloudy on Thursday with a high of 72, a low of 44. Mostly sunny on Friday with rain likely on Friday night. A high of 72, a low of 48. And it looks like rain on Saturday with a high of 61 and a low of 38.
It's going to be torrential rains on Saturday, I can tell you that right now, because I'm turkey hunting. I'm taking a young man out and his father on their first turkey hunting experience with the Jake program. And I could have told you, like I said earlier, I could have told you it was going to rain last year, you know, on that day. you know, but here's the good thing. It's raining, and what it does is it brings the turkeys down out of the hills because they love to graze and pick for little bugs and these things. So they'll come in out of the hills down into the open areas so that they will start to gather and it's mating season, so it makes it just a little easier.
We'll see, and you get more turkeys that way.
Well, hopefully we'll get one. That's all I want is one. It's not even for me. It's for that young man. He's a good young man. He is a polite. He's good, he's a good shot. He's all these things. Never hunted turkeys in his life.
Aww.
So.
That's really awesome.
It is. It's a great program. It's called the Jake Program. Part of the National Wild Turkey Federation. Mm-hmm. By the way, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a great company, a veteran-owned company that treats their customers like warm friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned company, too, the Kennys, and they do so much for our community. You can give them a call at 365-3793. As I said, I'm here with Judy Maxwell. And, Judy, there's the changes that are going on.
It's crazy.
I've heard that even, and I want to address it to you during the break. I'm not going to just pop it on you because it's something that I heard that, we can maybe talk about later, or you can tell me, no, that's not true. And I don't want to just throw it out there about cost and everything. You have been in the business since 1993.
93, that's correct.
That's right. And you have, it's Maxwell's Insurance and Financial.
Mm-hmm.
Has this just been a crazy year?
Or
2 years? Or 3 years now?
It's been crazy, since... this business has always been crazy. It's never been dull. But since the pandemic and all the different rules from the Secure Act that came through, it's been crazy to navigate, and they're always changing things. And so during COVID, on the individual health insurance, we had open enrollment continuously. Well, that ended on January 31st. So people that, need individual health insurance, they can't get it unless they have a special enrollment period, like they've had a loss of coverage or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So people are not understanding, these rules are constantly changing. And it's so important, just don't just go on the internet. Call a local agent and ask them, because, we're up on these changing environments and stuff like that.
Well, let me tell you that Linda's parents were thinking about moving up here. And but they have Kaiser.
Correct.
And I'm not even sure what Kaiser is. I know it's hospitals, but it's a health network. Obviously.
It's a health network, and so it's a great network if you're right there in that area and you don't plan on traveling.
Right.
Because you only have emergency services outside of that network. Up here in Northern California, and that's called a Medicare Advantage. And up here in Northern California, we don't have the support system for a Medicare Advantage to really work. But we get all of the regional advertising for it. And so the TVs are bombarded with, $0 to $50 premiums, you can get this.
I get stuff in the mail all the time.
You get stuff in the mail all the time. And it's one of those things, cheaper is not better, because we don't have the doctors who support it. And then there's so much out-of-pocket costs that they don't realize. And a lot of that really fine print down below, these services only apply if you're in a skilled nursing facility and this and that, So they don't really, false advertisements, I can't believe they get away with it, but they do. And so they don't work up here.
Is this a private company?
Well, you have insurance companies like Anthem Blue Cross. They really promote theirs. And they promote it up here, but we don't have the support system for it. And so what a Medicare Advantage is, it's actually Part C of Medicare. You have Part A is your hospital. Part B is your medical, and that's when people turn 65. They get that red, white, and blue card. And then that allows them to become eligible for that. And then they also allows them to get a Part D for drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Part C, you're assigning your Part A, B, and D over to the Medicare Advantage company to manage your health care.
Okay.
So then they are the ones who have the network. If you stay in network, then you have a $6,700 deductible out of pocket that people don't talk about.
$6,700 out of pocket.
Yes, and if you're out of network, it's $10,000. And they don't talk about that up on those ads on TV. And so, and then, like...
So before that, the insurance kicks in, you've got to have...
Well, no, it's not... Well...
How's that
now
work?
You have... Okay, so it depends on certain services.
Uh-huh.
So you have co-pays to go to the doctor,
mm-hmm.
which are, you know, they sound easy, $10 and stuff like that, but... When you have medical issues and you're going to the doctor three or four times a week, you know, that's $40 a week, you know, mm-hmm. stuff. But when you get into treatments outside of the hospital, like we had a lady who was in cancer treatments, and so it was, she had a Medicare Advantage, and it was costing her arm and leg because she was having to pay for these treatments till she met her deductible. And we were trying like crazy to move her. And that's the problem. When you get into those, it's really, really hard to get out of them.
Okay. We're here with Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We're talking about Medicare Advantage. That it sounds really good when you see it on the TV. It sounds really good, or it looks really good when they send you all this stuff. But if you're not in that network, and we don't have that network up here, it's going to cost you a lot of money, and you're not going to be seen by physicians from around here. So, got to take a break. And talking about being taken care of, if you've had an orthopedic injury, or as you've gotten older, strains and sprains. Jared told me this morning when he got out of bed, he hurt his back because he's getting older here. Well, if you've had any of those, you might want to just get on down to Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance in the Sunset Shopping Center at 3673 Eureka Way and see physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang. They're there to get you back into action. Plenty of experience here. They've worked with not only the U.S. gymnastics team, pro football, but also Rachel has worked a lot with seniors on strengthening those areas, your knees, your core, and places you might be having some problems with. Make sure that you are well and able to continue to live an active life. You have to give them a call, though, at 533-5030. That's 533-5030, Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance. We'll be right back with Judy Maxwell.
You know...
Should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-0260. Or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, offers free financial counseling services to North State residents. Support provided by North State Relief, and they offer free HUD-certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance and student loans. North State Relief also offers financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from a pro at www.balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Veterans. Did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts stopping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Hey, welcome back. To Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment today at 8:21 in the morning, the 15th of March, and it's 52 degrees out there. We've had rain. Maybe we'll get some more rain. We need it for sure. I'm here with Judy Maxwell from Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We were talking about Medicare Advantage, which you probably see, you can't turn around with that. You got something from Medicare Advantage hitting your mailbox or on TV. And I've learned enough about it that soon, you know, it's on if there's a TV commercial. And I don't watch commercial TV very much at all. I mean, very little. But if it's on there, I point at it and go, liar, liar, and run out of the room screaming. Medicare Advantage, as we've learned, if you're in that area where there's a system, it could work for you, but they don't mention that it's a $6,700 deductible. And if you're out of the system, it's $10,000, but we're not in that system up here.
No,
and yet they still advertise it.
No, of course they still advertise it. And a lot of things, I think that's because it's regional ads, and so they just go everywhere. But one of my other clients, she's one of the intake case managers at one of the hospitals. And so she said when someone comes in for a hip replacement, she says that's automatically going to be a rehab. And she says if they have a Medicare Advantage, she says, I can't get them to a skilled nursing facility. She says because on the Medicare Advantage, they have to have it reauthorized every 7 days. It's so much administration for them to do that they don't even want to take Medicare Advantage patients up here. And she says, I just cringe and roll my eyes whenever someone comes in with a Medicare Advantage.
Are we ready to move on to something else?
We're ready
else?
To move okay. on, yes.
Let me just say,
yeah. You know.
Well, what are the other things then? When people say to you, what should I do on this?
Well, that is the thing. Like, we'll have clients for 20 years, and they'll be on their Medicare supplements and stuff. And then when they get pretty ill, the kids will come in and say, well, you know, why are they paying for this when they can get something on TV and stuff? And so I encourage people to come in, let us explain it to you, or go to another local agent who works in the Medicare arena and explain it. And, you know, the children, the, you know, individuals who get into this, please let us explain it to you. Let us tell you the laws of when you can, you know, get out of it or what the rules are. And then you can make a better informed decision if what's right for you.
Well, and I was saying this right at the beginning, when Linda's parents were thinking about moving up here, we sat down with Judy for a couple of hours, and you explained all the different programs on how it would work, exactly how much it would cost and all that. We were so appreciative of that, and then they decided not to move up here because nobody tells a 90-year-old and an 88-year-old what to do, especially when they're active like Tom and Jen. But you laid it out, all these different options you could do. And I was very appreciative of that. And this is the kind of service that Judy does.
Absolutely. Because, you know, I took care of my mother-in-law, who lived to be 95. I took care of my mom to live be 94, you know. And so I'm very passionate about it. And we have a lot of seniors we work with, and we're happy, you know, to provide that service to anyone.
And just as a disclaimer, that people will know that we have life insurance with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And for me, when you get life insurance a little bit older in life, it's, you know, it's a little more costly. However, I've had this sense of peace that if anything happens to me, Linda can make it, you know, for a few years until she gets reestablished. And, I mean, unless you're buying millions of it, it's kind of... You want to be able to get them through.
That's exactly
and that,
right.
And that's we have that, and it just, for both of us, there's a sense of peace.
It is amazing sense of peace. I, being a widow, and you know, I had life insurance on my husband, and I tell you what, it's just, you're in such a fog when this happens that, you know, it is a peace of mind knowing I don't have to make a major financial decision at this point. I can get from point A to point B.
That's
a huge thing. And, you know, just this last couple of weeks, you know, I've had two clients, one in their 50s and one in their early 60s that passed away.
Oh, my gosh.
And I tell you what, one had life insurance and the other did not. And I can't tell you what a difference it makes when you have some life insurance there.
Yeah, I mean, it does. It gives you breathing room.
It does. It gives you breathing room. That's exactly right.
It's breathing room.
Yeah.
So that you're not having, oh, I've got to sell the house now.
Right.
You know, I've got to do this. I've got to do that. No, you can sit down and you can get your life back together again and then move on.
Yes. Because, I mean.
Especially if they're in their 50s.
Well, they have young children, stuff like that. But actually, even if you're over 65, you're going to be losing part of that Social Security. And so the Social Security is going to get readjusted, so there's going to be a lot of your household income that gets lost. So there is a transition time, and that's what life insurance is all about. It's just kind of replacing dollars and to give you some breathing room to make the adjustments in your lifestyle.
Yeah. And Judy will lay out all those different ways of doing that, and we so much appreciated that. Judy, when you hear about people like that, do you ever want to just take people by the lapels of their coat and shake them and go, it's not about you?
I know.
It's not about you. You're gone.
It really, really is. And, you know, a long time ago when I first got into the business, there was an older gentleman, and he told me something that was so beautiful. And he says, you know, when you tell your wife, when you marry her, that you're going to love her for the rest of your life, he says, when you take out a life insurance policy, you're also telling her you're going to love her for the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's really just an act of love. It really is.
So many expenses, mm-hmm. all these things that pop up.
Yeah. You can't change the situation, but you can sure help ease the financial disaster that can follow.
And there's different kinds.
I mean, there's all different kinds.
Term insurance and all that.
And it just depends on what the situation is.
Yeah.
You know, term is basically temporary, and it's, you know, you have that, like if you have young kids, then it's, you know, you mm-hmm. need extra money there. We use a lot of term with business owners for funding buy-sell agreements between partners and mm-hmm. stuff. So there's a lot of different needs and uses for life insurance, whether it's a temporary need or a permanent need.
What's whole life then?
Well, whole life is, It's similar to universal life, but whole life is where you have...
That's what I was thinking, whole life, universal life.
Yeah, whole life, as far as in the larger policies, you don't see those around very much because of the way they are structured. And they were structured to last for your whole life, and the premium was a lot higher. Back in the 70s, they came out with what was universal life.
So
that is the one that's more popular right now. And what's really popular right now are indexed universal lives and universal lives, because they're a little bit more flexible in the premiums, and you can target them and design them a whole lot different ways. So,
and that's what younger people usually take out.
They'll take out, younger people will take out a combination.
Uh-huh.
Especially with their health. They can, you know, get in at lower rates on both of them. And again, if they have a young family, you have a temporary need for the kiddos and then something for the lifetime.
Okay.
So it's combinations of needs. And so that's why you just cannot go on an internet and stuff like this and say, hey, I'm going to get it, because your insurability is the most valuable thing that you have. And if you get in a policy that does not have flexibility with it, that does not allow you to convert it, does not allow you to do a bunch of things, then you're stuck if you're all of a sudden your health changes. Because then you become uninsurable.
Okay. So. Okay, the big part of this segment was, if you have a family and you don't have life insurance, Judy Max will grab you by your ears and shake your head until you realize that it's not for you, Bubba. It's for them. So I liked what you said. Their love for their family will go on, mm-hmm. even if they're not there. Okay, we got to take a break. Thinking about purchasing an electric car? Yeah, I mean, there's all those advantages. I'm sure, but if you are thinking of buying an electric car, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I think we're all heading in that direction. I was looking at the brand new F-150 electric truck. Can haul 10,000 pounds. To get the XLT extended model, the extended battery, it says you can go 320 miles with it, right? I wonder how far you can get hauling a horse trailer with two horses in it. I can't find that anywhere.
Well, how is that going to work when we have a rolling power outage?
Well, now, this is the funny thing, that one of the things they're trying, they've got a patent on, and is that part put into the truck is a self-charging ability for the truck, right? Well, where's that? What kind of self-charging? That would have to be some kind of generator. Does that mean they've got like a diesel generator built into the side of the truck that you turn on and you recharge? If I had something like that, I'd be carrying a generator with me anyway. Because there's going to be places that there's just not a charging station there, if you go up in the hills or something like that. So how do you charge those?
Well, that's the thing. We have the rolling power outages and stuff. And so during the car fire, I had a friend who was trying to escape, and the electricity had been turned off in their area. And so she couldn't open her garage to get her car out.
She didn't know how to disconnect.
At that point, you're running
for your life.
And so then she had to call her husband, and I mean, he was trying to get there from work because she didn't know how to do all of that. But again, what if you haven't plugged it in and you need to, we have a fire?
If everything is ideal, perhaps you should look at electric cars. Okay, after saying, but if you are looking at one, Art Redding Electric Utility can help you with that. 8:33 in the morning, 52 degrees out there, here today on the 15th of March, 2022. We're here with Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi. My name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Welcome back.
Moved my family away from my Carolina home.
Ooh.
Had dreams about the
okay, who is this?
The Marshall Tucker Band.
Marshall Tucker Band, and what's the name of it? Write that down for me, buddy, because that's going in my playlist. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by River Common Senior Living. Just talked to Brian Martin. Everything down there is going great. And why? Well, it's Northern California's premier retirement community. I tell you what, had enough that when you hear water at night, you wonder if my sprinkler head has broken. You know, like, okay, now am I going to walk around? And it wasn't. It was raining, thank God. You don't have to worry about that. No, you have great living accommodations. They're pet friendly, so you don't have to give up your pet. They have a gourmet chef there that, you know, provides all your meals. You have, like I said, you have all the beautiful stuff that you've collected in your life around you. You can use it as a place to spike out from and visit and take trips. If you want transportation, they have it. If you want to participate in activities, they have those. All of this makes River Common Senior Living a place where you worry less, smile more. give Brian a call at 238-5981 for a personalized tour. Have lunch with the people there. I'm here with Judy Maxwell, and we're talking about as we get older in life, you know, things to take care of. Where are we going now?
We are going to a new law that was passed back in 2016, and this is about employers that have five or more employees must have some type of retirement plan by June 30th of 2022, or they're going to start getting penalties. And either they can go and they can get their own retirement plan from, you know, individuals like myself or any place else, or they can sign up for Cal Savers. And so there's a lot of information on the, again, on the advertisements and stuff about Cal Savers. And so you have a choice of doing that, or you can have a choice of doing your own retirement plan. And so Cal Savers, they say, oh, it's so easy and this and that. Well, what it is, it's just a Roth IRA that you can sign up for, but the employer, they have to track it where automatically 5% is taken out of the employee's paycheck and sent to the state for this. And then that increases up to 8%. Employees, if they want to, they have to opt out of it. And actually, it's an after-tax contribution. It's a Roth IRA, and you have limitations on Roth IRAs, and so if an employee puts too much into it, they gotta back it out. So there's more administration than what you think of,
and right.
You know, with the state when they say, oh, it's easy,
and
it's not easy.
This is part time too, right?
This is with
part time, full time, five or more.
Yes, exactly. And so they have to be 18 years. And with the Cal Savers, you have to be 18 years, and you have to work there at least 30 days.
Right.
So, but it's a great time for employers to look at their choices. Again, just like on their health insurance, it's important to look at their choices and see which one is right for them. If Cal Savers is right for them, if an individual 401k is right for them, we also have things called simple plans for employers. So it's just a matter of looking at and seeing what's available, what works for them, so they can make those choices, you know, informed decisions instead of just listening to what's, you know, what you see on TV or read on the internet.
Well, this thing, we've looked at this. And, my friends, if you've got five employees or more, even if four of them are part-time, you still have to go through, fill out the paperwork, and offer all this up. And like Judy says, it starts in July?
No, June of 30th. June 30th is the deadline.
Yeah.
And the thing
to
is...
to get your paperwork done.
The thing is they're so tight on this that they will start sending out notices. And so then you're going to have a penalty if you haven't, you know, if you don't have a retirement plan, and it starts at after 90 days, you know, then you have a $250 penalty per employee. And then after 180 days, it's $500 penalty per employee.
Per day or just?
Just the penalty. It's not per day.
And the paperwork's out there, and we've gone through this, and we're in the process of getting all this done. At least all the paperwork. And I think you even have to tell people that you don't have those many employees, right?
You
can't just opt out because you've got three employees.
You can. It's for employers with five or more employees. And so... you really need to look at your situation, and you know, and I tell you what, with just in general, 401k plans, they're, you know, if someone has had an employer that's had a 401k plan for, you know, quite a few years, there's a lot of new pricing on those that you get better rates on the plans and stuff.
I want to talk about that after the break because
that's
one of the things that's happened is things have changed so much that your financial planning has, you know, because of everything going on and, inflation and all these other things and your 401. I had talked about that, but I want to share that with our audience too when we get back from this break.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I think so.
Okay. You can say no.
Well, it depends on, you know, what it is, because I'm restricted with compliance, so.
Oh, no, I understand. You know. This is general.
But
and
general,
by the way,
I can talk general.
And if you want to get specific, or if you have a question as a general question, give us a call at 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across from Lucky Miller's, that new restaurant down there. Cypress Square Barbershop has been my barbershop of choice since I moved to Reading. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only. You walk in, get your hair cut, chit-chat with everybody, then walk out. 244-9478 is the phone number, and it's man's last stronghold. But they don't talk politics in there. Nope, they just don't talk politics, because who wants a irate barber working on the back of your head? Okay, Cypress Square Barbershop, they're great people. We'll be right back.
It's almost April, and you know what that means. Cool April nights. Prepare yourself and your classic car for lots of show and shine, entertainment, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. This year's official events will take place April 22nd through May 1st. And be sure to check out their website at CoolAprilNights.com for this year's schedule of events and to register your cars. Mark your calendars for the big show on April 30th, which will feature over 2,000 classic cars. Cool April Nights is also celebrating its 31st anniversary as the largest classic car show in Northern California. So, now is the time to polish up that classic car. Dust off that leather jacket and jeans. And get ready for lots of show and shines, live music, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. Tickets on sale soon at Napa Auto Parts.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Oh,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Be back tomorrow. Tomorrow on the show, we have the sheriff and the DA. DA at 7, sheriff at 8. Listening to what's going on with crime prevention, and then after they catch them, what's happening, putting them in jail. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 6 days a week. All of your tobacco need, all your accessories, they are our cigar. They call us for our show, Ted Lighty and my show, of Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month. That'll be the 24th. And tell us what the stick of the month is there. Like I said, all your tobacco accessories, great people down there at Tobacco and Brew. And speaking of great people, I have Judy Maxwell standing across from me. You've been standing up the whole time. My gosh.
Well, I'm going to be sitting all day long, so I might as well stand up while I can.
Tell me she doesn't sound like Dolly Parton. Come on. It's anyway. Okay. We were going to shift, but during the break, you and I talked about this forced plan from the state of California.
Right.
On any employer that has 5 or more employees, you've got to set up a retirement plan for
them. Correct.
Now, if one of my questions was, if you've got like 3 employees, but then you've had a good year and you've expanded out, as soon as you hit 5, you have to sign up for it there.
That's correct. And okay. I'm sure there's a little bit of leeway in that one. Yeah. I don't know specific, but that is kind of the rule to go into that.
Now, there's write-offs in this too.
Absolutely. Any type of retirement plan that you set up, any contributions that you do to your employees, those are going to be 100% write-offs. If they're in a 401k, and those can be designed a lot of different ways, and also there's also we do things that help with the administration of that. All of those things are, for the cost, those are totally tax write-offs for the employer. Now, we also have what are called simple plans, and those do not have the administration cost. And what is the only cost to the employer is they have to, for the employees who participate, they have to do a 3% match, a dollar for dollar up to 3% of their gross. So if they put in 5%, you only have to match 3%.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if someone makes $20,000 a year, then your max contribution would be 3%. But if they only put in, which would be about $600 the year, but if they put only $200 in, then you would just match up to $200.
Okay.
So, but the cool thing is that it allows you to put in up to $14,000 a year. If you're over 50, you put them to $17,000 a year. And so a lot of my business owners, they like that because it allows them to personally tax defer up to $17,000. Plus, they, too, get the 3% match to their own account.
From their business.
From their business.
Yeah. And then you're able to write off.
You're able to write off all of the 3% contributions.
Okay.
So, so then when you look at that, then a lot of my employers that are setting these up, they say, well, hey, it's like giving them a raise, which I was going to give them to them anyway, but here they're putting in a retirement plan for them. And the thing about it is then they're being able to get, an advisor there and to give them, some advice and stuff like that, where chances are they wouldn't be setting up a retirement plan on their own. So it's a win-win. When I do these for employers, their employees feel so secure with it, and they just, they're really grateful, and because they wouldn't do this on their own.
Okay.
So,
all right, so there's a lot more to this.
There's a lot more. Again, just sit down and get some advice and just get some direction, and then you can make your decision which is the best way for you to go.
Yeah.
And so for all of our retirement plans that we set up, we go ahead for our clients and we register them on the CalSavers plan website and all that stuff. So so we keep them all in compliance on that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now we're going to move into we got 7 minutes left,
okay.
So it's hard to get into these things. But one of the things that is happening with inflation and all these things, I mean, your retirement plan has got to have taken a hit. If you think, you've been putting money into your 401 or your investments, And then things that cost $3 mm-hmm. 6 weeks ago cost $5.50 now, gas, but other things too.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah. You need to have that looked at.
You do have to have that looked at. But the other thing too, you know, historically the stocks have outperformed on the stock market, mm-hmm. and you got to think in terms of, hey, you're investing in America and, you know, all the goods and services that you're using every day. You're buying your general meals. You're, you know, regardless of who's in office or what the political environment is, you know, corporate America is going to survive. And here we're seeing, yes, record high gas prices. But, hey, the best time to buy it was when it was down at $30 a barrel. And so, you know, so it's like there's some companies that their stocks are down. They're on sale right now. And so it's a good time to invest, you know, that's why when you're in a retirement plan or something like that, you're buying on a monthly basis. And so it's called dollar cost averaging. So some months you'll be at a higher price, some months it'll be a lower price, but you're averaging pricing. And so everything with investment is long-term investments. And so with that is how you're going to overcome inflation, because if you put that money in the mattress, you know, you've got
you've just lost
7% there.
Yeah.
And so yes, the market is really volatile right now, but it's also there's opportunities there too.
Well, you know, you saw when Bush, I think Bush Jr. was president, what was the stock market? 8,000 or something like that? I'm not sure. Yeah. Something like that though.
Well, we went through 9/11 in 2001.
Yeah, that's right.
And so it took, you know, we closed the market. It took a couple, you know, so then it came back. But then after that, man, and what it is your market, it reacts on rumors and it buys on the news.
Oh.
And so it's forward thinking.
So you might want to buy into munitions Northrop Grumman.
But just in general, just think in terms of, okay, when you're going on the airplane on a flight,
right,
and you hit some turbulence, and so, you know, people all of the people on the plane, they start getting nervous and all that kind of stuff because the plane is bouncing up and down. But who is calm? It's your pilot and your crew, because they know we're going to get through that storm. And that's like the position of our financial advisors and our position of our people that are, you know, working your accounts and all that stuff. They're in the calm because they know it's just a storm and we're going to get through it.
Yeah. I mean, that's their job.
That's their job.
They're the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
They know it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, is they have so much more knowledge than you.
They have
sitting there in front of it, and where you're having to react to it.
You're reacting.
So you've got to have some trust here. Now, you invite people to come in.
Yes.
To have a review of their retirement plans, their 401s, and all that. A free review.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, just for things like this.
Just for things like this, you know, and stuff. So, like I said, we're the pilot and the crew. And, you know, we're trying to guide you through things. And like I said, with our employers, with their retirement plans, look to see what all is available there, you know, and so that you can make the best decision for you and your employees.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, how do people get a hold of Maxwell Insurance and Financial?
I want you to know we're working 9 to 5, Monday through Friday at 13.
You can get a cup of coffee, you can get all that, and candy.
Absolutely.
There's a little candy thing there, and you get little pins and everything.
We got lots of good swag, but we're working 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, at 1378 Hilltop Drive, and our phone number is 221-0441.
I almost have that one memorized now after this. Judy, thanks so much. And you know what? It's not just that Maxwell Insurance and Financial, you treat people like friends. The Judy Maxwell you're hearing right now is the Judy Maxwell you see.
Yeah.
We've known Judy for, gosh, I don't know, 10, 12 years.
Well,
now.
Since you guys have almost been ready.
Yeah. And you were one of those people that hasn't changed a bit. You used to have a show on our station years ago with Don Shulman.
That's right. And that was so much fun, too.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, it was so much has happened in 12 years.
Really,
yeah.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
Okay, Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, I can recommend them without reservation.
Well, thank you very much. Y'all have a nice day.
Okay. Tomorrow, like I said, the sheriff and the DA will be with us. This is going to be kind of an interesting week, as we know, and let's just hope that, that rain continues to fall. We need it. Love to see like 50 feet of snowpack. I'm not sure we'll get that, though. Everybody have a great day, and we'll be back right here tomorrow for another grueling 2 hours.
Won't be turned around.
KCNR, Shasta.